This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live on this Monday, February 8th, 2016. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex is on the road, so I'll be your host for the next 3 hours. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, and then David Knight's coming in for the fourth hour overdrive. But we've got an action-packed show because Alex will be on air just after the start of the second hour with his take on the debates on Saturday night, Donald Trump, the latest in the U.S. Election race. We've also got Richard Reeves on the ground in New Hampshire. He'll be on in the third hour to give us the latest. And then Joe Biggs, a lot of you will have seen this alarming video that Joe posted on his Twitter last night from Periscope, where he appeared to be tackled by a security guard and was later placed in handcuffs. We're going to get the full story on what transpired and what's going to happen in the aftermath of that from Joe Biggs in studio himself. But for the next hour, it's basically going to be a news blitz with me. If we get time to take your calls later in the show, we will do so. But one of the top stories up on Infowars.com this morning is, if anyone's going to hell, it's Madeleine Albright. Now, you may have heard of this controversy over the weekend. On Saturday, Albright made a comment during a Clinton campaign rally, basically saying that there's a special place in hell for young women who don't vote for Hillary Clinton. So she basically said, if you don't vote for Hillary, because ostensibly she has a vagina and so do you, that's basically her only platform at the moment, then you're going to hell. She actually said that, and we're going to delve into why Madeleine Albright is quite the authority on whether or not people are going to hell. Because given her own comments in the past justifying the slaughter of 500,000 Iraqi children, she may indeed, if you believe in hell, be a prime candidate for a one-way ticket. So we're going to play that video and flashback to Albright's comments from 1996. Then again on the subject of Hillary, Gloria Steinem, the feminist, the icon of the feminism movement, has come out and basically said that people, young women, who are voting for Bernie Sanders are only doing so to meet boys. Not because they actually believe in his socialist rhetoric or have thought about his campaign platform at all, but they're simply doing it to meet young boys. This is a feminist engaging in brazen misogyny, saying that young women are so ditzy they're only getting involved to meet other Bernie Sanders campaign supporters who are boys. But that's getting news attention. What isn't getting news attention is something even more flagrantly ridiculous that Steinem said during this Bill Maher interview, which was about claiming basically that the Prophet Muhammad was a reformer for women. The Prophet Muhammad, who had sex slaves who consummated his marriage to a six-year-old girl by having sex with her when she was nine, he's being now propelled, put on a pedestal as a great reformer for women, even as we have this massive migrant rape crisis sweeping Europe. So again, completely insane comments. We're going to play the clip. We're going to delve into the hypocrisy. And again, every single day we get these kind of stories. And there's another deluge. It's just impossible to keep track now. Iraqi migrant rapes a 10-year-old boy at a swimming pool in Vienna. And he thought it was just completely normal, that there was nothing wrong with it. He was sexually frustrated, so he just went ahead and did it. He didn't even try to escape. So we're going to get into the latest again on the migrant crisis. Now we have Swedish police admitting that they have a special code to cover up crimes involving migrants. Because, of course, we can't let the public hear about it. We can't let this be reported in the media throughout Europe. Because, as the German police said, they don't want to legitimize critics of mass migration. So now not only do we have a media cover-up of this scandal, we've got a police cover-up as well in Sweden. And of course, this comes on the heels of the massive Pegida marches in European cities nationwide this weekend. We're going to cover that as well. And more news ahead in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Join us after the break.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season. We are back. It's the second segment of the Alex Jones Show Live. Again, as I said, Alex will be joining us from the road in the second hour, but I'm going to be your host for the next 3 hours. And we got a ton of news to cover, starting with this out of Infowars.com. If anyone's going to hell, it's Madeleine Albright. Now, she's caused controversy over comments she made during a Clinton campaign rally on Saturday when she said, "There's a special place reserved in hell for women who don't vote for Hillary Clinton." Here's the clip.
We can tell our story about how we climbed the ladder, and a lot of you younger women don't think you have to. It's been done. It's not done. And you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you. And just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
That was former Secretary of State and UN Ambassador Madeleine Albright saying there's a special place reserved in hell for young women who don't vote for Hillary Clinton. Again, suggesting that they will go to hell, literally they will go to hell if they don't vote for Hillary. Now, of course, there are two facets to this, one of which is Hillary Clinton has got basically no platform whatsoever. She's running on name recognition alone. She's completely collapsed in the polls. At one point, she had a 2-to-1 lead over Bernie Sanders. Again, not venerating that anything, you know, Sanders stands for. But she was the establishment pick. We pointed that out during Bilderberg last year in Austria, that all the big money was behind her. The decision had been made. She stepped down for Obama back in 2008. But this time around, the elite were behind Hillary. But she has no platform. The only platform she's got is, I'm a feminist, I stand for women, I have a vagina, you have a vagina, vote for me. Of course, that's insidiously ironic because of the revelations we've had on this show from Roger Stone, where basically Hillary has hired people to terrorize Bill Clinton's alleged rape victims. Those are her, quote, feminist credentials. So again, Madeleine Albright basically gets up and says, you have to vote for Hillary because she has a vagina, you have a vagina, and that's it. That's the sum of her campaign. And you're going to hell if you don't. Now, those are quite rich words coming from Madeleine Albright, but I think we should take them seriously because she should be treated as quite the authority on who is going to hell, given that she likely has a one-way ticket. And the reason I say that is because of these, again, absolutely astounding remarks that we've covered time and time again, but they're evergreen. During an interview with 60 Minutes in 1996, Albright, who was then ambassador to the United Nations, infamously suggested that 500,000 dead Iraqi children, due to UN sanctions, was a price worth paying. Here's the clip from 60 Minutes.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
That's Madeleine Albright back in 96 saying the price of 500,000 dead Iraqi children is, quote, worth it. So again, she was saying basically the sanctions that had killed that amount of children in Iraq at the time being carried out by the UN with US support, that geopolitical motive justified the mass slaughter of children. Somebody who lines up behind that kind of bloodthirsty belief, I would venture, has a pretty good grasp on whether she's going to hell or not. So now she's lecturing other people about having a special place reserved in Hades. I'm sure Madeleine Albright, given her history, will be joining them. And of course, after that interview, she kind of backtracked and said, oh, I didn't really mean it. But still barbed Leslie Stahl, the interviewer there, and said she was an Iraqi propagandist. So again, she never really backed away from those comments. They were absolutely disgusting at the time, and they still are. So for her to lecture other people on where their soul's going to end up is pretty rich indeed. Now we got another story up here from Liberty Blitzkrieg. Again on Hillary. Desperate for Hillary, feminist icon Gloria Steinem claims young women support Sanders to attract boys. This is Gloria Steinem, the top feminist who founded Miss Magazine with the financial support of the CIA. This is Gloria Steinem, the woman who supports abortion, celebrates abortion with special t-shirts and special campaigns. Again, what side you fall on abortion is a different issue. It should be treated as a somber, sober affair. It should never be celebrated, which is what people like Gloria Steinem do. So she's attracted a lot of news headlines over the weekend for these comments, and this is a clip from CNN.
A feminist icon is now apologizing about her comments on young women who support Bernie Sanders. On Friday night, Real Time with Bill Maher, Gloria Steinem raised a lot of eyebrows when she suggested young women were backing Sanders just so they could meet young men.
When you're young, you're thinking, you know, where are the boys? The boys are with Bernie, or, you know.
But today on Facebook, she issued an about-face. She wrote, in a case of talk show interruptus, I misspoke on the Bill Maher show recently and apologized for what's being misinterpreted as implying young women aren't serious in their politics. What I had just said on the same show was the opposite. Young women are active, mad as hell about what's happening to them, graduating in debt, but averaging $1 million less over their lifetimes to pay it back. Whether they gravitate to Bernie or Hillary, young women are activists and feminists in greater numbers than ever before.
So that is Gloria Steinem, the feminist icon who is now 80 years old. Again, she went on Bill Maher and said, young women are only voting for Bernie Sanders to meet boys. Again, Gloria Steinem is in the tank for Hillary. So she's prepared to go to outright misogyny and say that young women are basically just ditzy idiots who don't have any political understanding, can't make political choices of their own, and are only taking that decision to support Sanders to meet members of the opposite sex. So again, she tried to backtrack. It's still blown up in her face. But what's interesting, I find, about this Bill Maher appearance that happened back on Friday was that she made even more bizarre comments that haven't really got as much press attention. And we're going to play this after the break because it's about a 3-minute clip. But basically she went on there and said that the Prophet Muhammad was a reformer for women. He was a great representative for women back in the 7th century because he married an estate agent, whatever that means, and because he passed laws that were pro-women. Okay, this is an individual who had harems of sex slaves. This is an individual who married a 6-year-old girl, consummated the marriage, basically raped her when she was 9 years old. This is a prophet who is worshipped by people who institute Sharia law, an absolutely patriarchal system, a real patriarchal system of oppression, that, for example, a woman can go to court and give eyewitness testimony that she was raped. It doesn't count. It doesn't count unless she's got two other male eyewitnesses who will back up her testimony. This is a system, Sharia law, which men can divorce women by simply saying, I divorce you. Women can't do the same. This is a system that has created what they call the rape game, Taharosh, which again is now sweeping Europe via this migrant crisis. So to claim that the Prophet Muhammad and that Islam is somehow pro-feminist, this is the argument she makes in this video, which we're going to play after the break, again, is completely ridiculous, especially given stories like this, which came out over the weekend. This is out of the Daily Mail. Iraqi migrant rapes a 10-year-old boy at a swimming pool in Vienna and tells police it was a sexual emergency because he hadn't had sex in months. This is not out of the Onion. This is a real story. And again, it's absolutely tragic. A 10-year-old boy was so brutally raped by an Iraqi migrant in a swimming pool cubicle, and again, this is in Austria, that he had to be hospitalized for his injuries. A lifeguard immediately called an ambulance after the boy went to him in floods of tears, while the Iraqi was entertaining himself by repeatedly jumping off the 3-meter diving board. So this migrant rapes a child in the locker room, and it's so normal to him. It's so routine and it's so justifiable because he hadn't had sex in months. That just means he can go rape children and destroy their lives forever. He was so nonplussed by it, he didn't even try to escape after raping a child. He went back to the swimming pool. Police arrested him on the spot at the pool in Vienna. And during an interrogation, he told them that it was a sexual emergency as he had not had sex in 4 months. Again, this is what we're hearing out of these migrant camps. I get sent stories by people every single week. There was another one in Sweden recently where these rapes aren't being reported because in some cases, the victims sympathize with the rapist. This is why they call it Stockholm Syndrome, which has now become Cologne Syndrome after the mass molestation of women on New Year's Eve. So these volunteers in the migrant camps, the victims of rapes, are actually refusing to report them to police, refusing to give their testimony to the media, because they say the migrants are traumatized and they're just raping people because of the trauma that they were escaping. Even though the vast majority of them aren't even fleeing ISIS, they're not fleeing a war zone. Many of them are economic migrants who are flooding into Europe to claim benefits. But now even some of the victims of these rapes are refusing to report them because it's not politically correct and because they sympathize with the attacker. Obviously that didn't happen in the case of this poor 10-year-old boy who is now traumatized for life while his attacker thought it was completely routine to be raping young boys. We'll be back with more news. This is the Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm.
We are back. It's the Monday, February 8th edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We got Alex popping in in the next hour, along with Joe Biggs, to talk about that incident which he recorded on Periscope last night when he was basically taken down by a security guard, later ended up in handcuffs. We're going to get Joe Biggs' take on what happened. A lot of people are asking about it. As far as I know, he's fine, he's okay, but he's going to tell us precisely what went down last night. But it's really important that you support us by buying the health products at InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got a new special feature, which, of course, people are buying these products regularly, routinely once a month, because they're having continued lasting benefits, so people need to keep re-upping their supplies. We've got a special deal on InfoWarsLife.com called AutoShip, a new way to save time and money. Just go to InfoWarsLife.com, select your favorite product, click on AutoShip before adding to the shopping cart, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. So every time you go to InfoWarsLife.com to order our health products, which of course have got rave reviews, which is why people keep buying them, because they work, you select AutoShip and you get 10% off. So not only do you not have to keep reminding yourself and going back on the website and buying things over and over again when you run out, if you select this option, they get shipped automatically, so you don't have to reorder next time out. And you get 10% off. So it's a double whammy of benefits with that. So visit InfoWarsLife.com. Save 10% on your next InfoWars Life order by selecting Auto Ship at checkout. Now, of course, we're going to talk about some of the other products later in the show, but one which I managed to get my hands on when I was over in Austin just a few months ago was Brain Force. Now, I've been taking Alpha Brain for quite a few years now, which has some of the similar ingredients, and that was working quite well. So I decided to take some of the Brain Force. Now, bearing in mind, this was basically the day after I landed. I had jet lag, about 3 hours sleep, and I had to do the whole 3-hour radio show the next morning. So obviously my brain was foggy, I was tired, it was difficult to concentrate, to prepare for a 3-hour show and talk for a 3-hour show, which is very difficult. So I think I took 2 Brain Force, and my brain was completely supercharged. It felt like I'd had 8 hours sleep, I was able to focus more on the news, was able to talk better. Again, being completely jet-lagged on a few hours sleep, hosting a live radio show for 3 hours. So I really felt the difference with Brain Force. Again, Alpha Brain's quite similar, but with Brain Force, it seems to give you a quicker punch, a quicker pick-me-up to really sharpen your mind, to focus your mind on whatever task it is that you're performing. So that was really beneficial to me, Brain Force. In the end, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Don't take too many of them because it's very powerful. I made that mistake once. But 2 or 3, again, really sharpens the mind. I noticed personally had a massive impact. So I would personally recommend that people get their hands on Brain Force, again, at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we were talking before the break about an Iraqi migrant who thought it was so routine to run around raping children in Vienna, Austria, that he didn't even try to escape after he had raped a 10-year-old boy in a swimming pool, or in the locker of the swimming pool. He went back to the diving board. The police actually arrested him in the swimming pool. So you've got more examples of this. Then you have Gloria Steinem going on Bill Maher, and basically saying that there's no real problem when it comes to feminism and Islam, because there are a lot of feminist Muslims in the Middle East who are standing up for women's rights. Well, there doesn't tend to be too many of them, because they get acid thrown in their faces, they get attacked with stones and all manner of other things. The ones in the West also get attacked by the regressive left. We saw that in a story we had a few weeks ago, where a left-wing group called Hope Not Hate created an internet list of anti-Muslim bigots, which included a devout Muslim woman who campaigns against honor violence. She was listed by this left-wing group as an anti-Muslim bigot. So these are real feminists standing up for real women's rights underneath the crushing tyranny of a real patriarchy. Unlike feminists in the West who are tearing their hair out over Roosh v. this pickup artist who wrote a satirical blog about rape, planning to have some conferences in different European cities. Basically, they tried to get him banned from every single country. Hundreds of thousands of people signed petitions. These are the same feminists that are completely mute and absolve the migrant crisis rape scandal now sweeping Europe and say it's just a few assaults. We're going to get back into it after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When the night. So, Gloria Steinem, who is in the tank for Hillary, because like Hillary, apparently she's a feminist. Again, completely, let's just gloss over the fact that Hillary hired people to terrorize Bill Clinton's alleged rape victims. Those are Hillary's feminist credentials. So Gloria's in the tank for Hillary. She gets up on Bill Maher, says that people who support Bernie Sanders, young women who support Sanders, are just doing so to meet boys. Again, if Bill Maher had said that, or if any other male TV host had said that, they would be accused of rampant misogyny. So she makes that gaffe, she tries to backtrack on that, and then she makes comments that are even more bizarre about Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, and feminism. Here's the clip.
Okay, so Hillary famously, when she was first lady, went to China and said,
I think women's rights are human rights, right?
And right.
One of her greatest moments as First Lady, she points to it often. Is feminism something that goes beyond our borders?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It is totally beyond borders. And that Hillary went was a great triumph because no one wanted her to go, if you'll remember. I mean, she went against the will of practically everybody. And the fact that she stood there and said, women's rights are human rights, coalesced what was already a global movement, but it was that kind of moment in time.
But why aren't the way women are treated in the Muslim world considered more of a feminist cause?
But it is. Are you kidding me? Of course it is. And women in those countries consider it a feminist cause. There are women there risking their lives every day. All monotheism is a problem.
Yes, but not quite as much.
It depends. Islam being attached to the government is the problem. I mean, if you have a theocracy, it's a problem.
Sure. But that's,
where we have Christian theocracies, it's a problem.
But 40 countries have Sharia law. And under Sharia law, I mean, women's testimony in court is worth half as much. Women, a man can get divorced by just saying, I divorce thee in front of a judge. A woman can't. A woman's property is not really her property. It goes to the man.
People,
I mean, not to mention female genital mutilation and honor
and
killing.
And people are trying then. I mean, I can't handle any monotheism, okay? So I'm not here to...
I can't either.
No,
but,
okay. But people
but
are, trying to take, are trying to take... Are trying to... take. I mean, a lot of feminists in the Islamic world are taking.
It's a dangerous thing to be.
Are taking Muhammad's words and pointing out that his first wife was a real estate agent who was smarter than him and richer than him, and he reformed law for
real estate agent?
On inheritance. Yes, I mean.
Really? For what? Century 7?
No. In his day, he was a reformer on a lot of issues for women, and now it's a whole other story.
But I'll look it up.
No, really.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right.
But listen, only you could get me to defend any monotheism. I can't believe I'm saying
it. I'm not asking you to defend.
I'm just saying,
for the people who were for the civil rights movement in the 60s and against apartheid in the 80s, it would seem Sharia law in 40 countries should be the cause of...
It is, including for the women in those countries.
Absolutely. It's all for those women. That's who we're sticking up for. All right. Thank you, Gloria Steinem. Great. Good luck with the book.
Okay, that's Gloria Steinem on Bill Maher. Basically defending Islam in the context of feminism. Okay, first she says, there are a bunch of Muslim feminists who are standing up for women's rights and they're being supported by people in the West. Complete BS. Again, as I said earlier in the show, there was a Muslim reformer, a devout Muslim who campaigns against honor violence. She was listed as an anti-Muslim bigot by a left-wing group in one of their major publications. And why is it? Why is it that feminists don't call out the Muslim migrant rape culture that's now sweeping Europe? Well, it's because in the oppression Olympics, Muslims rank above women. And because their whole dogma is based on politics and not principles, they repeatedly turn a blind eye to this very real crisis that has now been imported into Europe. Again, based on the treatment within the religion of Islam, of women as second-class citizens, as enshrined under Sharia law. She says, but it's only a problem when Islam is linked with government. Well, it's linked with government in almost every country in the Middle East. Even when it isn't linked with government, you have people in the tribal regions, like the Taliban and other areas, Afghanistan, carrying out stonings of women because they were rape victims. Again, stoning rape victims to death. Those cases, in many examples, are not linked with government. So it's a problem either way. And again, it comes back to this. Feminists then identify Islam and Sharia as an oppressive patriarchal system, which it clearly is, because it would completely eclipse the phony college rape culture hoax that they've been pushing for years and years and years. It's been completely discredited. the claim that one in five women on U.S. college campuses are victims of rape. If you actually drill into the federal statistics, there's no safer place for women than college campuses. The original claim on which that statistic is based is some unreliable adult college study where they classified rape as touching. It wasn't actually full-on sexual assault. They've extrapolated that dodgy study out into now claiming that one in five women are raped on college campuses. It's been debunked over and over again. So when we try to introduce the idea that we've got a problem with a real rape culture, which police in many of these European countries are now covering up because they think it might lead to civil unrest, domestic disorder, when we bring that up to feminists, they're not interested because, again, it's about politics over principles. They don't want to be seen as politically incorrect. They don't really care about defending women. They care about defending their regressive leftist dogma. And it's not de rigueur to call out Islam for the rape culture, which it is, which we're now seeing across Europe again. I read the story out of the Daily Mail in the last segment. Iraqi migrant rapes a 10-year-old boy at a swimming pool in Vienna. Tells police it was a sexual emergency because he hadn't had sex in months. We've had Muslim girls, Muslim women, being raped at all these different migrant centres. And again, in many cases, it's not even being reported. I've had messages sent to me privately over and over again of people saying, well, they're traumatised, we don't want to report it because they've come from a war zone or whatever, even though many of them haven't. This kind of stuff isn't getting into the media in many cases. The police in Sweden have come out with a special code where they, if it's an incident involving a migrant, a criminal incident, they classify it under this code and it never sees the light of day. Again, so as not to legitimize critics of this mass migration. So you have the disconnect between feminists and Islam. They will get riled up, they will get angry, they will screech and scream, they will sign petitions in their hundreds of thousands to ban Roosh V, a pickup artist, from organizing men's rights conferences in these different European cities. 100,000 people in Canada alone signed a petition to ban Roosh V from entering Canada. Similar numbers in Australia. Where is that frustration? Where is that outrage when it comes to an incident like Cologne, to incidents that happen in other European cities on the same night where hundreds and hundreds of women are molested? Where this game, this rape game, that's what they call it, Taharosh Gamia, the rape game, is now being imported into the West. Where's the outrage from feminists? Well, it's non-existent. And in Cologne, the top feminist group there even blamed white German men even after the culprits of this Cologne molestation had been confirmed by the police to be Muslim migrants. So again, it's this bizarre kind of Stockholm syndrome mixed with rampant hypocrisy. Feminists are more offended by rape jokes. They're more offended by Roosh V, who basically wrote a satirical blog saying a rape should be legalized, which, yes, that's offensive. Yes, that's disgusting, even though he said it was satirical. And people shouldn't be happy with him for saying that. But the outrage devoted to that from feminist groups, from feminists online, has been 1,000 times the outrage devoted, again, to the Muslim migrant rape crisis, which I've talked about on many occasions. And it comes back to this. People have termed it Stockholm syndrome, of course, the victim identifying with their captor. And it goes deeper than that. I mean, I see it as a kind of intellectual fetal position where you've got what they call traumatic bonding. So when a victim, in this case, you know, feminists who should consider themselves potential victims if they support women's rights, of this rape crisis that's being imported into the West, you've got the victim adopting the same values as the aggressor, because then mentally, psychologically, they cease to be a perceived threat. So it's the equivalent of, you know, the ostrich sticking its head in the ground. if they can pretend it's not a problem by identifying with the grievance of the migrant and saying, oh, they're just traumatized, that's why they're sexually attacking people, it's completely admissible. It's understandable. They're fleeing war. If they believe that, then that migrant rape threat no longer becomes a threat. So they can stick their heads in the ground and ignore it and hope it goes away. Again, instead of accepting the reality of the problem, it's easier to deny it by identifying with the perpetrator. And you could take it back even further. Again, if you look into Stockholm Syndrome, this is what the psychologists have speculated about this. And you can tie this to the Cologne thing. You can tie it to the mass Muslim rape scandal. It could have a basis in evolutionary psychology. So, of course, back when humans lived in tribes, women were commonly abducted by other tribes. They were taken as trophies and then absorbed into that other tribe. And, of course, the women at the time knew that resisting this meant almost certain death. And we see that in the modern era with things like battered wife syndrome. You know, the wife that's beaten up by her husband on a regular basis stays with him, doesn't leave him, because she's petrified. So could we be seeing some kind of evolutionary psychology effect going on where they're downplaying this rape scandal, this rape threat, they're sticking their heads in the sand because it's kind of programmed into them tribally that they shouldn't resist that? I think that's an interesting psychological avenue to consider. But it's definitely Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, politically speaking, where you have, you know, people waving refugees welcome signs, men in skirts showing up at these events. You have feminists in Cologne after the migrant, the mass molestation on New Year's Eve, going to the biggest migrant center in Cologne, not protesting against many of the same migrants who were probably involved in the attack, but handing out roses. It was called Stockholm Syndrome. Maybe we should rename it Cologne Syndrome. And again, the outrage, the sheer outrage devoted to this Ruche V story completely eclipsed any kind of outrage leveled against importing this real rape culture, which has now resulted again in yet another incident, an Iraqi migrant raping a 10-year-old boy at a swimming pool in Vienna. He thought it was completely routine. It was part of his culture. You know, he was probably almost shocked to be arrested for it. And then we have the headlines like this out of The Independent, a left-wing newspaper. Why are those rushing to condemn Muslim men so silent on Ruche V and the global oppression of women? So they're equating a guy who wrote a satirical blog about rape, who has never raped anyone, his followers have never raped anyone. He gets a few dozen people to show up at these events. They talk about men's rights issues. They don't get together to rape women. They're equating that and calling it the global oppression of women to this very real Muslim migrant rape scandal that, for example, in Rotherham, England, abducted dozens and dozens of young girls, of children, raped them over the course of 13 years. The local government covered it up because they didn't want to be seen as politically incorrect. That's real oppression. When you've got 900 women being molested on one night in Cologne, in Hamburg, in Zurich, in all these other cities, when you've got women being stoned to death, rape victims, when you've got honor killings in places like Somalia and Pakistan, where people who look at a man twice are stoned to death, killed by their own fathers, that's global oppression of women. A guy who writes a satirical blog, no matter how offended you are by it, that's not global oppression of women. You can't equate that on the same level. Yet again, this Stockholm Syndrome continues. Meanwhile, we have even more examples of migrant sex attacks just in Cologne. This was reported yesterday out of Breitbart. The daughter of a prominent Cologne musician was jumped by a gang who beat her in the face and tore off her clothes. Although there was a number of people, other people in close proximity to the attack, none responded to the 26-year-old woman's cries for help. Worse, when she managed to escape to a nearby bar for aid, she was thrown out by the landlord, who said he didn't want any trouble at the establishment. Police managed to apprehend one suspect who has been named only as Yusef B. Police will also be visiting the bar to investigate their failure to render assistance to the woman. And that is out of German media. So again, another migrant raping a woman in Cologne. The people did not come to her aid. This is out of Copenhagen, Denmark. Danish police withheld fact that Islamist gunman was carrying gold-plated Quran. You remember there was an incident back in February last year where a Danish freedom of speech convention took place and it was attacked by this Islamist gunman, again shortly after Charlie Hebdo. Now, Breitbart reports Pakistani origin Omar El-Hussein pumped 30 rounds in a Danish freedom of speech convention and a synagogue in February last year was carrying a gold-illuminated Quran at the time of his death. Police examination of his corpse after he was shot and killed by police officers found the bookmark to be placed at a passage dealing with the treatment of disbelievers and worshippers of idols. So again, this proponent of the religion of peace went to shoot up this freedom of speech convention, targeted people for death, based on a Quranic passage that talked about the treatment of disbelievers, which of course orders, directs Muslims to kill disbelievers, just as the Prophet Muhammad did. The police covered this up for over a year. The fact that he had a Quran on his person at the time of the shooting, which directed him to carry out the shooting in the name of killing the disbelievers. Why have they covered that up for a year, unless it's for the same reason that German and Swedish police are covering up these mass migrant rape attacks? We'll get more into it after the break. Alex Jones coming up next hour. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. And again, it's really crucial that you support us by buying the products at InfoWarsLife.com. We're not CNN. We can't take hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising for pharmaceutical crap that makes you ill and kills you, which is why we have health supplements, and we're not afraid to promote them, because you can go and read the testimonials at InfoWarsLife.com and see what benefits people have got from taking these products. And Deep Cleanse is back. This is one of the products that recently sold out. We've got it back in stock. The all-in-one cleansing formula, Deep Cleanse, back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It's our fastest-selling InfoWars Life formula yet. We keep selling out for weeks and months at a time. So now is your opportunity. Instead of buying five, six, or even seven different cleansing products, we use decades of scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Now, this has got zeolites, it's got organic cilantro, it's got the organic milk thistle, fulvic acid, and many other cleansing ingredients. So again, InfoWarsLife.com. Deep Cleanse is back in stock. You can also get the Brain Force, which I talked about earlier. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. So if you want to get a selection of different products, you can get free shipping on that. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we've got the auto ship option now at InfoWarsLife.com, where you can select to have your favorite product delivered on a regular basis, so you don't have to forget and keep going back to the website over and over again. Not only do you get the auto ship without the hassle, you get 10% off your next order. And again, this is crucial to grow the platform. You've seen how much InfoWars has expanded just over the past 5-6 years alone, and you've helped us do it. We couldn't have done it without you getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Absolutely fundamental. This is what keeps the whole operation ticking over. Again, we're not the mainstream media. We don't get hundreds of millions of dollars in pharmaceutical advertising or any of that other crap. We've just got natural products that have really proven to help people. And it's a double win, because you help expand the broadcast, hire new people, pay for the trips for us to actually go head-to-head with the establishment media at these different events, like we're doing in Oregon, like we're doing for the Republican primaries in New Hampshire, and all these different events, which we can now send reporters to and challenge the mainstream media narrative directly. That's why it's so crucial for you to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we've seen the treatment of women who are raped in Cologne. I just read the story about how she was pleading for help from Germans. They ignored her. Well, different situation in Russia. This is out of the Daily Caller. Refugees go clubbing in Russia, harass girls, wake up in hospital the next morning. A group of 51 refugees were brutally assaulted outside a nightclub in Murmansk, Russia, after they groped and molested women at a nightclub on Saturday. The refugees had previously been ordered to leave Norway for, quote, bad behavior, wonder what that was, and tried their luck in Russia. What they didn't realize when they went out clubbing in Murmansk is that Russians have less tolerance when it comes to sexual assault on local women than other European countries. No, the Russians didn't hand out roses to the migrant rapists. They handed out beatdowns. And then the police showed up and dished out some of their own instant justice, if you know what I mean. Not that I'm condoning that, but you compare it to how police totally stood down in Cologne, left these women completely defenseless during a civil war-style scenario. They had to run to bouncers in nearby hotels to try and get protection. Hundreds of them molested, beaten, robbed. Didn't happen in Russia. A different outcome in that case. We'll be back with the second hour of The Alex Jones Show after the break. InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.